Cambridge 105 Radio.
We turn our attention now to Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month for September, which is CAMFED. And I'm joined in the studio by Miranda Gompers. Dr. Miranda, is that right?
I am, actually.
Dr. Miranda Gompers. Very good. Well, warm welcome to Cambridge 105. Now, you're actually a member of the public, but despite that, you're wearing a CAMFED T-shirt.
And I am wearing my CAMFED T-shirt. The Campaign for Female Education, don't forget to say that.
Exactly. So tell us what CAMFED is, what it does.
It's an organisation. It's been running now for 25 years, set up by a wonderful woman called Anne Cotton, with initially to understand what it was that caused children to fall out of education in it's now five African nations. And of course, the answer has to do with poverty, extreme poverty, where young girls, often the youngest child in the family, a family that's on particularly hard times, cannot attend school, the family can't afford it. She may get married to into another family in order that she might get fed elsewhere. She'll have a child wedding, a teenage pregnancy, children she'll be not well fit to care for, and her life will become very disrupted and very unhappy. So CAMFED was set up, therefore, to support those children, protect them from that life, get them into school, keep them in school, and then enable them to have children later in life, escape disease and escape extreme poverty, and then have fewer children, which she will then support through education herself.
Right, so it's a mentoring scheme as well as a direct action.
And the graduates of that programme, they're known as the Karma Group, they themselves now support their own communities. So 1 million people, 1 million girls, I should say, have been supported by donors such as myself, members of the public. But now there's another million who've been through the programme themselves, girls who are now women, who support the next generation too. So this massive multiplier effect is really helping this programme.
That's extraordinary, those numbers. In what is actually a comparatively short time, to get a scheme like that up and running and to start and see that knock-on effect.
Knock-on effect, that's right. So those many, you know, we've got doctors, lawyers, we've got community leaders, we've got teachers, and the whole program is now rolling. And volunteers within those countries maintain and keep this program running.
And do you happen to have a note of the countries that you're active in?
The countries are Zambia, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, Malawi, and Ghana.
Okay, so
five Africans, and I'm sure that there's more on the way too.
Yeah, now these are countries, some of those, especially like Zimbabwe, where they've got rampant inflation and all these sorts of things. So poverty is endemic, isn't it? It's just day-to-day survival.
And this is real grassroots support, working within communities, working with schools, working with governments, leveraging from the ground up.
And presumably as well, if you can get these young women into these positions where they are lawyers and people like that, they can start and influence society and change the way the country runs.
You educate a girl, you educate a nation, you change a state, absolutely.
Okay, so in a long-term thing, we should see some real sea changes
positive
in some of these.
Positive for girls, positive for women, positive for absolutely everybody.
Excellent. Now, as I say, you're just a member of the public, though. You're nothing to do with CAMFED, really. So how come you've got involved and how come you are? So, you're clearly very passionate about this. You're very, you're very eloquent about it. Why?
Sort of 18 months ago, I had a sort of unpleasant health scare of my own. Ended up my life being in the hands of Adam Brooks. Happens to many of us. And I guess on the back of that, I wanted to do something to support others. And of course, there's the option. There's many health charities I could have decided to support Adam Brooks in some particular way. Mm. And of course I do. But I wanted the money I raised to go just that bit further. And as your last speaker, Joel Limmer, was saying about a little bit of money goes a hell of a long way in the Central Cambridge AIDS Society. Well, CAMFED does the same. £180 supports one girl through education for 1 year.
Wow.
That's a huge... not a huge amount of money, but it has a massive impact on the life of that child. And I just thought, well, okay, how many girls can we support? So we just... was it last night or early this morning, we topped £2,000. So we are now already, supporting at least 12
children.
There you go. Yeah. And I think that that's... that's really what it was. £2,000 isn't going to make a massive impact on someone in the cancer ward where I was, but £2,000 is going to make a huge difference to children in one of these five states. So that's the reason why I thought CAMFED was the charity for me.
Well, it sounds excellent. It sounds like an excellent idea. You've got some ideas up your sleeve, then. I've got some events written down in front of me.
So
tell
my
me about
daughter
those.
Told me that you can't just ask your friends for money and expect them to give you money.
Well, especially in Cambridge, because I don't know about you, it does happen a lot, doesn't
there
it?
There are a lot of people out there shaking their bucket. So she said, you have to do something, and what was the thing you were going to do? And, I'd been rather unwell, trying to get back to fitness and health myself. So the idea was, well, let's try a triathlon.
And, oh, my goodness.
it's a mini triathlon. It's what they call a sprint triathlon. Sprint isn't quite the best word to describe it. It's a 750-metre swim, a 20-kilometre cycle, and a 5-kilometre run, one after the other after the other. And we've added to the challenge by starting the swim in Jesus Green Pool on the penultimate day of their opening.
It's probably not at its warmest.
So it's not going to be so warm. I was in there this morning. The temperature dial for anyone who walks past the pool can have a look inside. It was at 15. Mm. But I did my training session, got out and, warmed up.
Well, then presumably you are starting to acclimatise, or is that just nonsense?
Well, acclimatisation, I think, is very much part of it. You need to get in and out of that water quite regularly, and then it gets much easier to do it.
Okay, so you're going to be swimming 750 metres. How many lengths is that then?
Well, actually, it's going to be 8 lengths, so it's a bit more than 750. But you want to do a nice even number of lengths, end up at the same as somebody else got in on. and then the cycles, we start in the pool 22nd of September at just after 11. Then we'll cycle up to Clayhithe and back along the towpath. That's about 20 kilometres. I've marked it up on my Google map. And then we do two loops of Jesus Green and Midsummer Common for our 5K run.
How good. So it's all quite nice and local. So if people want to get
local.
Involved and people want to prove
and
you did it.
It is absolutely. The CAMFED office is just the other side of Castle Hill. So we're doing it a local event for a local charity. And then in the evening, 7 o'clock, we wind up in the Carpenter's Arms on Victoria Road.
I can't think of a better place to go.
Great pub. Very welcoming. They do great pizzas and beer and pots. And we have a live band, and it's Pete Mitchell from The Times. He's the sports correspondent or sports editor at The Times. And Andrew Sugden, who's from Science Magazine. And they're going to give us some jazz jazz and rock and folk.
Oh, my goodness
tunes,
me.
And so we're going to drink beer, eat pizza and be merry.
Okay, now, you've used the plural. You've been saying we. So have you got a team together looking for anybody else?
I have a motley team. I've got a team. We're going to be hopefully between 8 and 10 people.
Right.
We're all just mates. This is nothing formal. We don't have any particular insurance for this. We certainly don't have any kit other than our CAMFED t-shirts. And, we've just been, gathering momentum over the past few months. And we've been supported by some great people who've been helping us to train a little bit. So we've got Andy Clements, who's the director of the British Trust for Ornithology. Shout out to the BTO. Sophie Evans, who's a primary school teacher at Arbury. Mary Hall, who's a dietitian. And then I have some friends from London. Somebody works in public service provisions. And we've got Jane Dominey also from Cambridge. She's in criminology at the university. And I've got some friends from Peterborough. So
I was going to say, these seem quite desk-based jobs.
The more you get, the more you might like, the more people you have on your team, the more likely to raise a bit more money.
That's very true. So if people want to support you, how can they do that?
If they want to support us, we have a campaign page on the CAMFED website. And the best way to find that is to go to my Twitter feed and look for the link. And I'm at Miranda Gompertz. And I believe we're going to put the link on.
We will. We'll tweet that out. If you follow at Cambridge 105 on Twitter, we will put it on. If you tweet it, we'll retweet it for you. We'll also put it, this will go up as a podcast, and that link will be on there.
And our gig on the 22nd is open to everybody. It'd be lovely to see. The more people, the merrier. And I think the pub is also putting a few bottles in for a raffle to support us too, which is very kind of them.
That sounds excellent. Okay, so just a reminder then, this is on the 22nd of September.
That's right.
It's on Jesus Green, starting at Jesus Green Pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then cycle ride from there up to Clayhithe, back down, and then round Jesus Green and Midsummer Common.
Yeah, come and cheer.
Then later, 7 o'clock at the Carpenter's Arms, and it all gets underway that evening.
That's right.
OK, it sounds excellent. Well, we wish you luck with it, Miranda, and it's just really fascinating to see that the way people will engage with something that actually is a long way away, and it's I find it, time and again with Cambridge, that people, you know, in a city that's a long way away and very, you know, financially sound in a lot of ways, still takes trouble to work in countries far and away, which actually, if you just close your eyes and don't think about it, you can ignore, and it's interesting that you've all chosen not to. Well, listen, good luck with it. Let us know how it goes. Keep us informed on Twitter.
Thank you very much.
And we'll keep in touch with all the CanFed team as well to find out how much you raise. But good luck with that. 22nd of September. Make a note in your diary.